How y'all doing, man? What's up?
Hey, how are you feeling? Because I know you're working your way to 100%, but if you had to put a percentage on it, what
would you get? I'm good. I'm ready to go. Okay. That's is the best way I can sum it up. I feel real confident in my ability and my knee, so everything's fine, ready to go. And, you know, of course, we're still going to be smart, take things day one day at a time, but how I feel inside, I feel really good. I just thought it was another way, you know, training, take some pounding off my body. Running back coach Stoos, he do it. You know, the goal is to keep up with him, man. He can go. So, and I'm not done until I can keep up with him. I'm gonna just keep pushing myself.
What's the furthest you've gone, miles wise?
44.
44? Did you go
at one time?
Yeah. Just rolled up past Chatfield Reservoir and then kept going down past like Bowles and Quincy and down 470 West. Just kept going and then said, I looked down and said, this is enough, let's turn around and go home.
What would you do if you got a flat tire?
You change it. I learned how to change the tire. Yeah, I know how to change a flat tire. It takes about 8 to 10 minutes, so real quick, you know, take it off the bike. Got some tools, make some things, got a little pump. That's going to take a while, but other than that, change the tire, get back on, and get home. I don't know what I'm clocking. I know I did 72 in 2 days this past weekend. Before that, I'm always somewhere on the weekends in that 65, 70 range. So I never really, I don't try to do it too much because you got to come back and run the next day for practice. So I just try to do something. It's another way, it's good outdoors, you know.
Does the gear all match? Like, you have the sponsor shirt?
I ain't got all that, man. I just, you know, Sonic backpack, got my speaker on. Got the pedal clips and, you know, just get on and go.
Do you think cycling, though, has helped your knee come along maybe a little quicker, at least?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't start cycling, you know, probably until about 2 weeks ago. So in that time frame when I was, you know, I was already feeling good. So I do think it's helping me, you know, tone up, be stronger, more conditioned, you know, play more plays. You know, that's the whole goal, the endurance, just stay on the field as long as I can.
What's the dynamic like in the running back room right now with Jamal coming in with another new rookie? Sorry to ask a football question.
Nah, that's good. Nah, I think that's why we're here, right? But, it's pretty dumb. I mean, we all do different things, you know. Book is coming along very, very well. He's a lot better this year. You can see he's a lot more comfortable. And D'Angelo's getting the playbook as we go. And then, Jamal's getting the playbook, as you can see. We just got to wait to see if he can get on the field and be healthy. But we all know what he can do being 10 years in the league. So, pretty dumb.
How much do you think about the fact that there's only so many carries to go around and that you guys are –
we're all going to get opportunity to make plays. You know, that's just what I've been telling people, and that's just the truth. You know, we're all going to have a chance to make plays. And, you know, when 22's in the game, 22 got to make plays. When Jamal's in the game, you got to make plays, Book, et cetera. We're all going to have the opportunity to make plays, and it's just when you make those plays is what matters. So, you know, our room has always been the same since I've been here, back with Noshon. When I was a rookie, we don't want to miss a beat, no matter who's on the field, and we're going to keep it that way. I mean, we played three when it was Noshon, Monte, Ronnie. Played three when it was me, Monty, and Ronte, and Monty and Monte. So it's the same, you know. And now it's, you know, me, Jamal, Book. I mean, it's the same. We don't want to miss a beat. You know, whoever's in, we want to make plays, and that's what, you know, our room have the ability to make plays, and that's what we want to continue to do.
CJ, what's going through your mind this offseason when they bring in Leary, and that was a focus, they grabbed Bowles in the first round, they bring in Menneth Watson, and then when you see them out on the field now, what kind of group are they? So kind of what were you thinking as they were building this O-line, and then what do you see out there?
I don't, you know, people tried to make it seem like our O-line was just a huge problem. I don't think our O-line was the problem. I think, you know, people forget to understand that Kubiak was only here for 2 years, and it takes some time to get the people you want for your scheme. And I'm not saying the scheme was bad, because it wasn't. We obviously won a Super Bowl with it. But I don't think our O-line fit well in that scheme. That's why Kubiak was trying to make changes and do things. He only had 2 years to do it, though. So it's not like this is Kubiak's fourth, fifth year, and we got the O-line that we need for Kubiak's scheme. I think we have the right scheme for the right lineman. So, bringing those guys in definitely is going to help us a lot. But, you know, having Max and having Schofield, I think those are going to help them. I think they're going to help them a lot, just the scheme alone.
Has the adjustment back to the McCoy offense been more difficult than you thought? How would you characterize the
It's a lot of carryover. You know, him and Gay see things just a little different. That's the only difference. You know, he see things some ways, Gay see it another way. You know, I asked him the other day, you know, with some of our 2014 tape help, and he said, you know, something I got to talk to my running back coach about because Stews will know better than he would. But, you know, a lot of it is carryover. So that's a good thing. You know, and myself, Emmanuel, and Demarius, we all played in this offense. So that's a good thing. We have similarity of it, and, you know, it helps us play fast when we're at practice. But there are some things that we still got to know and still got to do, and that's the reason why we're sitting here in OTAs.
What are your early impressions of D'Angelo Henderson?
Really, really good feet. Really, really good feet, you know. I mean, I shouldn't say, like, I expect him to have bad feet or something. Just for a very small guy, got a lot of shifty feet. Quick guy, so I like that. And he's coming along, you know. You can see the smartness coming along with him. He's calm and he's patient. So that's a good thing about it, you know. But he wants to be perfect. You can see him get frustrated when he mess up on things. And, you know, we all have that in common in our room. So it's a good thing. It's a good addition to us.
Yeah, we've only talked to him a little bit. It seems like he's the kind of guy that you get along with.
He's a good guy. I mean, you know. I mean, outside of football, I ain't really kicked it with him. But, you know, as far as what I can see inside the room, he's going to fit well for us for sure.
CJ, there was a moment yesterday where Emmanuel Sanders said the energy wasn't there. We need the offense, better energy. And then Chris Harris was asked about the team energy, and he was like, well, everything was good with us on defense. So, you know what I'm talking about? So, what can you do to help make sure that everything's...
Just make plays, you know.
Make plays.
Well, that's just all you got to do. When you make plays, the energy's there, and that's just what it is. And we felt, you know, I guess, you know, I'm not trying to put words in Emmanuel's mouth, but, you know, the last 2 years we haven't made those plays that we are used to making, you know, back in 2013 when we added Emmanuel in 2014. Those things when we were in this offense putting up 40 points, 50 points, and that's what I'm assuming what Emmanuel's talking about. But I got one job, man. I just move the chains, get the first down, make plays, help my team win, and, you know, the energy will come from there.
Is it tricky? Established with Trevor Siemian, how's the comfort level coming along with Paxton?
Same, you know, Paxton is just way more comfortable this year, and that's what's helping. I think that's what's helping him. Same with Book, you know, I think that's helping them become the pros that they want to become. The fact that they had a year in the National Football League, they know what it takes to be a pro. They know that a lot of things they got to do, you know, the little things that they have to do, will put them over the edge and over the hump compared to relying on their athleticism or just pure talent. What got them, you know, what got us all here. You know, we all learned that in our second year in the league, that, you know, it takes those little things, those little details to put you over the hump. So I think that's what Paxton's doing a lot better this year.
Is it tricky to be patient as a veteran with younger quarterbacks as they're trying to figure it out? Because it's got to be complicated for everybody, but I'm assuming it's even...
Now, our offense is pretty open. You know, there's some things if Demarius see or if I see, and, you know, if we tell our coaches, it can get to the quarterback, or, you know, Paxton and Trevor trust us if we tell them because we played in it before. So that's what I'm assuming. That's a good thing about our offense. It's a lot open for us to go to them and tell them and make, you know, help them here and there. But at the end of the day, we still want to be perfect at our job. So, you know, I don't want to be telling Trevor Paxton what to do until I'm 100% playing running back.
I know it's early, for a couple more guys.
I know it's early, but do you feel this group out there now is capable of being that offense that can score?
That's the plan. I mean, that's every offense, you know, in the league right now. We're all saying the same thing, all 32 of us. You know, we think we can be the number one offense in the league. You know, we'll know more when the pads come on and, you know, you start getting in preseason games, training camp. You start to see how we develop more. But right now, I mean, we all look good in shorts.
We're
messing
with Kim. What have you been doing this offseason to make sure you can stay on the field for 16?
You know, nothing really. You know, how can I say this? My first, you know, 2014 when I played when two guys got hurt, so I had to play the last eight. That's just how that works. The following year I had some bangs and nicks up, but I still played 15 games. The following year after that we won, you know, the year after that we won the Super Bowl, played well, and then last year I got hurt on a routine cut. You know, I just think, you know, conditioning is a big part. That's why I got into the cycling. I think endurance helps me a lot more. But as far as staying on the field for 16 games, I think I've been there. Now, being productive for 16 games is a different story. And that's what I want to do this year. You know, not just stay on the field and, hey, 22 is on the field. I want to be productive while I'm on the field for those 16 games. So that's the whole plan this year. So it's not the fact that just staying healthy. You know, staying healthy is always the big key. But it's not just staying healthy and, you know, being out there with my teammates. But if I'm not making no plays, there's no point. You know, so the goal is to be productive through those 16 games. And, you know, I think cycling and some other things I've been doing, you know, I was boxing for a while. Other things I was doing conditioning-wise to help me for them 16 games.
Thanks, CJ.
Peace out.